USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump taking time on this Memorial Day to remember those who have given their lives for the United States. Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president says,
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
Joe Biden is out of his basement. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee and former vice president made an unannounced visit to a veterans park in Newcastle, Delaware on Monday. It was the first time Biden has appeared in public other than interviews from his home studio in more than 2 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. Biden saying it feels good to be out of his house. Biden, accompanied by his wife Jill, did wear a black face mask and were accompanied by Secret Service detail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question, your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, thank you. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, do my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new Wall Street Journal report says there's a rise in prescriptions for anti-anxiety, depression, and sleep aids during the coronavirus pandemic. Prescriptions for anti-anxiety medications rose over 10% in the month of March, and prescriptions for sleep aids rose over 18%. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is threatening to move the Republican National Convention away from Charlotte, North Carolina. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
On Twitter on Sunday, President Trump went after the Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, for being, quote, unable to guarantee that by August we will be allowed full attendance in the arena. The president demanding a quick answer on, quote, whether or not the space will be allowed to be fully occupied. The president said if full occupancy isn't allowed, the party will be reluctantly forced to find another place to hold the convention.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Ambulance companies are suffering major financial losses in the coronavirus pandemic because of an interaction between state government regulations and Medicare payment policy. In an effort to combat hospital overcrowding during the coronavirus pandemic, states have required ambulances to treat patients at home if possible. Yet Medicare only reimburses ambulances when they transport a patient to a hospital, and most private insurers follow Medicare's lead. Express EMS is an ambulance company that serves parts of New York City. They're saying they've lost over $700,000 since the pandemic began. President Trump will be on hand for the SpaceX launch on Wednesday, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
President Donald Trump plans to be on the Florida coast Wednesday to watch American astronauts blast into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center for the first time in over a decade. It'll be the first time since the space shuttle program ended that U.S. astronauts will launch into space aboard an American rocket from American soil. Also new, a private company, not NASA, is running the show. Elon Musk's SpaceX is the conductor and NASA the customer as businesses begin chauffeuring astronauts to the International Space Station. With the American shuttles no longer in use, the U.S. has had to rely on Russia for rides to the station.
And a very happy Memorial Day to everyone, and thank you for your service if you served in the military. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.